This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Some bus operators in the TAP program say they're fed up with several issues. Face-to-face classes to resume at Luther Thorne Primary today. The Salvation Army says the organization is close to its $800,000 target. 15 people murdered in Trinidad and Tobago in the first week of 2024, and hundreds of people are missing from Gaza's Al-Aqsa Hospital amid intense Israeli airstrikes. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news coming up. Bus operators in the Transport Augmentation Program, or TAP, say they're fed up and frustrated over a number of issues, especially late payment, and urge authorities to do something about what's happening. One of the TAP operators contacted Starcom Network News to voice his concerns. We've disguised his voice.
This is January, and we have not been paid for November as yet. This is totally unfair. I don't know the level of thinking of the people at Transport Board or who has got a right who to get the money for me. But I believe that if the managers at Transport Board had to not get payment and feel how we just feel, they would understand that, like, you know, you got to get these fellas money for them when the month comes. Because nobody don't care. It's just that you go up there picking up the people, carrying school children, and nobody does not care. I am fed up.
He believes urgent action is required in relation to the program.
It's either you guys die with the program, run the program properly, pay the fellas, or give you permits to run up on the road and get the money and forget the whole system with the TAP program. That is my two cents. Next step, some of you got mortgages that when you ain't get the money, you know, the 5% going on when the week come or every day come, if you ain't pay. A lot of foolishness happening in this program and nobody is taking responsibility for it.
A bus operator in the TAP program. Meantime, the Alliance Owners of Public Transport has confirmed that late payments remain a concern for TAP workers. Chairman Roy Raphael says the Alliance reached out to Prime Minister Mia Motley to have grievances such as payment, permit distribution, and public complaints of poor access to transportation addressed. He says he's awaiting a response for discussions to begin.
We made several attempts to meet with the Transport Authority as well as the Transport Board to resolve those issues, and neither of them have come to the public. We even threatened to take industrial action in the new school term, but fortunately for the public, we have reconsidered the industrial action and moved to the area of we've written to the Prime Minister seeking a meeting with her. That letter was delivered to the Prime Minister's office 2 days ago. We are waiting her to call a meeting for the Ministry of Transport, the Minister of Transport, the Transport Authority, and the Transport Board for us to resolve these issues.
He is again calling for a special committee to be appointed to deal with policy making and also oversee the island's transport operations.
Very concerned about the public transport, how it's going. We even suggested that a special committee should be appointed to advise the government on public transport. And that way, all stakeholders, including the Alliance Owners of Public Transport and the other association, the Road Safety Association, and those concerned persons who have concerns related to public transport will come together, meet once a month, and report to the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister on the state of the public transport.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transportation, Roy Raphael. Classes will resume today at the Luther Thorne Primary School, which has been plagued by environmental issues. President of the Luther Thorne Parent Teacher Association, Nathaniel Boyce, said the results from recent environmental tests show the levels of mold in the school are down. He tells Starcom Network News, however, that while the school is safe for the return of face-to-face classes, there is still minor work which needs to be completed.
We're going to be in a more safer environment because as the test would reveal, obviously there was something there and it needed to be addressed. We are all set to go, teachers. We've got a report. The levels are down. The cleaning that was implemented has worked. I can't say 100%, but it has worked because obviously having retested and those levels are down, it says to us that what was needed to be done, it had an effect. We would have seen that obviously one or two areas that still needs a little addressing. Nothing that significant, although significant in the state that, for instance, one of the roof where it was changed, it may be a nail hole or something that's still causing a leak in one of the rooms upstairs, and that is supposed to be addressed. I'm hoping that will be addressed in a timely fashion.
He says going forward, he wants the Ministry of Education to address environmental issues on time.
We know we're not going to have a perfect environment, and we're going to try to go back in with that in mind. But obviously, should we go back in after we do our little power washing to the PDA, and there's still persons experiencing some discomfort, obviously we're going to have to address the ministry again, and hopefully that this time they're going to respond as urgent. Don't wait till something happens and then say, okay, then you can send somebody immediately. Although you will set us, you don't have the money, but when something happens, then you know, you can find that money straight away, right? So don't be reactive, be proactive.
President of the Luther Thorne Parent Teacher Association, Nathaniel Boyce. The Barbados Water Authority says it has put measures in place to ensure that schools and other critical facilities can continue functioning as it works to address challenges at its Hampton pumping station in St. Philip. The BWA yesterday warned residents in mainly Christchurch of significant disruptions over the next few days while they conduct emergency repairs there. During a news briefing yesterday, BWA General Manager Keith Roy Halliday explained these measures.
So we've already been in touch with the Ministry of Education in respect of the schools that are affected in this district, just to make sure that they have water supply in terms of tanker storage as well. And we are trying to make sure that we're working with any health facilities and getting at least an idea of who are the elderly and who are being affected in the area that we need to give priority to. Some of the things that we're going to do in terms of mitigation outside of deploying the water tankers will also include dealing with those points in the system that we think are going to be the worst affected, which is the extremities in the distribution system. So those are the areas that the tanker units would be trying to assist on a priority basis.
General Manager of the Barbados Water Authority, Keith Roy Halliday. The Salvation Army says they're close to meeting their financial goal in their Red Kettle appeal. Business Development Manager Sherma Evelyn said they now need approximately $100,000 to meet the target. She was speaking at the Salvation Army's Reed Street office yesterday after they collected food and clothing items donated by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the Bajan Firefighters Network.
We are closer than we were the last time we were interviewed. At this point, we have raised $749,000, and we know our target is $850,000, so we are still $100,000 short, but this don't close until the end of February. So we are believing, having faith, that between January and February, we will have some more donations to help get closer to our target.
Business Development Manager at the Salvation Army, Sherma Evelyn. 15 people have been murdered in just the first week of the new year in Trinidad and Tobago. This is more than double the country's murder toll for the corresponding period in 2023. At the same time last year, the murder toll stood at 7. Between Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon, 6 murders occurred in the capital, Port of Spain, and several other areas in Trinidad. Meanwhile, Police Commissioner Erla Christopher has expressed confidence that murders, other crimes, and a lack of respect for police officers will decline. Commissioner Christopher says she was placing her faith in God to turn around the country's crime surge. And finally, hundreds of patients and staff are reported to be missing from Al-Aqsa Hospital in central Gaza, which is struggling to cope amid intense airstrikes across the enclave. The World Health Organization and United Nations reported the majority of medical staff, as well as around 600 patients, have been forced to leave the complex to unknown locations with no information of their whereabouts. The two institutions note chaotic scenes as the remaining staff at the hospital continue to try to cope with an influx of injured people as heavy Israeli bombardment from air, land, and sea intensified across much of the Gaza Strip. Recapping the headlines. Some bus operators in the TAP program say they're fed up with several issues. Face-to-face classes to resume at the Luther Thorne Primary today. The Salvation Army says the organization is close to its $800,000 target. 15 people murdered in Trinidad and Tobago in the first week of 2024. And hundreds of people are missing from Gaza's Al-Aqsa Hospital amid intense Israeli airstrikes. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.